right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jessie Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
I did mine based on that movie Les Mis when she sings that song. And they almost saw me dead.
I had a dream when time's gone by. I had a night when life was living. I had a dream that never dies. God was good and life forgiving.
I wish you guys could see Jesse's face.
Darkness. I love that
took
song.
Me
I,
there.
I was like 10 years old singing that with my music teacher by the piano, sobbing. My parents
of
were like,
of course you were.
Yeah, my teacher
they were like,
was
why
like,
does
she
connect so much
from?
To the dying sex worker?
Exactly. I was like, call me a whore. Mommy,
and then
I
Anne
love
Hathaway
that song.
Got an Oscar for cutting her hair.
Listen to me. Oscars and the whole award industry is bullshit.
That's what I feel like all celebrities are doing that now.
Cutting
right?
their hair.
No. All celebrities are like, award shows are bullshit. This is so stupid. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Screw you guys. It's true. It's like just
which
people
is also
who-
how I would be, but since I'm always on such good
terms. You know
terms,
I love a speech. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, if you're not crying when you win an Emmy, I don't want to see you win an Emmy, honestly.
Oh, that's true. If you come up composed, I'm like, what happened to you?
And when
who
people
are
like,
you?
Thanks.
Wow, this is so crazy. Let me read the speech I wrote, brought with me, and thought I'm going to have to read and my hands aren't shaking.
I'm like, can you give me something?
I would literally be like, I want to thank you, everyone. And then be like, oh my God, my husband. I forgot I have a husband. Oh, and kids. Sorry. That would definitely be me. They'd be
and
like,
and then
Jesse,
they would
really
be like, you don't have a husband. Excuse you don't, actually. You're like, sorry, this is the speech I wrote when I was 12 and I knew I was going to win someday. I thought I would have had.
For sure I'd have a husband by then.
And kids, so I guess.
How can everybody love me and not men?
But thank you for this.
But thank you to the Academy.
Thank you card for craft services.
So sweet. Thank you, guys.
It was mostly Chipotle.
It really was. Always has been. How the hell are you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm fine.
Stop.
I thought your shirt. Jesse's wearing a shirt that says good vibes only, but I thought it said God vibes only.
Honestly, though.
And I was like, well, this was the next step in her.
In her thing. Guys, this was when I don't know if you know this about me, Chris. For a good, 3 to 4 months, I was a Fabletics VIP.
Partner?
Okay. I'm sorry?
Like a partner?
It's like a VIP. You can like, it's like Kate Hudson's thing. You can like pay to have access. And what that means is they just fake you out, but they're like, okay, so everyone else has to pay like $40 for leggings, but you get 3 for $0.02. And you're like, well, then I need 75 leg and shirts that say good vibes only. And that's where I was.
We all have a good vibes only phase.
Yeah. It which is ironic. I mean, it's soft, so I sleep in it. And no offense to anybody, I rolled out of bed. Okay. So this is who I am right now. Thank you for the respect.
Do you ever sleep naked?
I don't believe in sleeping naked. Okay. And yes, this is the thing about, I don't like it. No, I just don't like it.
Is it because you had a house fire once?
No, it's because like, I just don't like that. You know, the thing about sleeping and being naked, like there are just things and liquids and juices that are doing things. And I don't want that. I'd rather have that on the clothes and then I can change the clothes as opposed to having to change the bed like every 2 days.
I guess that's right. I mean, I don't sleep naked either. I find it.
It's just not for me. Like
when people are like, I sleep naked, I'm like, okay, I get it. You don't have any trauma in your past.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool. So you're thin, literally thin. I mean, I have slept in a dress, woken up, literally strangling myself. My breasts will murder people, only myself. But literally, I've woken up being like, my breast is like, I'm can't breathe. It's in my mouth. The other one's behind my back, tying my arm.
So do your tits hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can
That's
you tie them in a bow?
They're just everywhere, and I don't like it. And
my uncle told me about this guy he knew who was ironically a detective, and he was sleeping during
that
the day.
That is ironic.
Because
yeah.
he'd been working. Well, it is when you hear the rest of the story.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You bitch. And
sorry.
he was sleeping in the nude, and someone broke into his guest room in his apartment by kicking in the air conditioner. But he was completely naked.
So
but
he
was,
he
again, a detective. So, like, he basically fought the guy, but was completely naked. And I was like,
wow.
That's the horrific part of the story for me.
Oh, if I'm naked and you come in, I'll be like, I'm already like not moving in trauma and like, take what you need. Please don't look at my body. Please don't look at my body.
But are you single?
Also, you're very much turning me on, and I can't believe you kicked in my AC. It's so heavy. How did you even...
Wait, are you so strong?
Can I feel your arm, or is that like insane?
What is it, leg day? Hello?
Yeah, that would
you're
be...
You're like the male Jillian Michaels.
That's the thing. Yeah, I prefer to sleep in a shirt or like pants and a shirt or a dress, but that sometimes is hard, so...
A dress? Who like, sleeps like in a dress? What is this, 1850?
Wow, hold the
Laura
phone.
Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Oh, not like a gown, like a like a nightgown, like a big dress shirt thing.
You ever fall asleep in jeans and then it's like, oh my God, it's horrific.
No, because I don't sit on my bed in jeans ever.
Once I came home drunk, this was like 5 years ago,
yeah.
and sat down on the end of my bed to like take my shoes off. And then next thing I know, my roommate was just like, Chris. And I was like, And she's like, are you okay? And it was like morning and I had fallen asleep. Like in my jeans sitting on the end of my bed, just like fell backwards.
Yeah, that's frightening. If I were your roommate, I'd be like,
with the door open too.
Well,
so she like went to the bathroom and just saw my feet while I was dressed.
That's true. Dressed to the nines.
So, you know, I was wearing a gown. Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be insane. Yeah, no, it's not for me.
Why don't we, Jesse, I would love to know what you're loving these days.
Thank you for asking and thank you for saying. Guys, let's jump into...
I love that for you.
You start.
Well, right now I'm loving Married to Medicine, okay?
Okay.
Have you watched?
I haven't.
All it is I feel like most people haven't. It's
yeah,
just Real Housewives, but... Some of them are doctors, basically. It's like six women. So I'm in season two now, but season one is six women. Four are, they call themselves MRS MDs, Mrs. MDs. They're married to doctors.
Oh, I'm dead. Okay.
And then the other two are MDs themselves.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
And they're both OBGYNs in the first season. And the other girls are like, the MDs think they're better than us because they're MDs and we're MRS MDs. But like, really, they're not. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
But and then in the second season, they bring in this dentist who is a psychotic. Her name is Dr. Heavenly. And her husband's...
I'm dead.
Her doctor or her... It's her first name, but she goes by Dr. Heavenly.
Sure.
She's part-time because she believes it's important to submit to your husband.
Bye.
Who's a surgeon. Her husband's a surgeon. So it's like this woman. So she's the dentist. Then there's a two doctors.
Ew.
And then there's three doctors' wives in season two. Except the one doctor's wife is like a bot. Like she owns a bunch of companies and is like,
okay, love that,
really amazing. And then the other two are just really don't, or the one doesn't do really anything. And then the other one is starting a line of, at least in the season I'm in, a posh dog clothes.
Okay, so she's going to have a hobby. Good for her.
Well, she like wants clothes for her dogs that match her clothes. And
Jesus Christ.
Also gets really offended when people refer to her two dogs as dogs, and she's literally will say to them, these will be people like that she's trying to get finance from, and she'll be like, actually, please refer to them by their names, Chloe and Kari. And then she's like at the big meeting trying to get the finances, and the one dog jumps off the table and starts squealing, and then the other dog pisses on the rug, and it's just, and she's just like, Chloe and Kari, sorry, they're nervous about their big presentation. But she says it all like very seriously.
Oh God.
So it's very funny to me, but I actually recorded, because she has, it's like a 12-second speech she gives.
Dead.
And just listen to the way she says it. This is Viola Davis in How to Get Away with Murder. Like, tell me that this isn't acting, okay? How amazing. Don't do this to me.
The pauses.
Right. This isn't about a show. This is my life. And do you know what they're fighting about? She threw one of the girls' purses on the ground.
I can't. By mistake. Her purse is her life?
No, she's saying that the fight that between her and her friend is her life, and it's being ruined. But yeah, Dr. Heavenly also has an 8-year-old daughter who's like very, she's like a Scarlet. Scarlet, hey girl.
Hey girl, Scarlet.
Like, so she's genius. She's like a genius, and she's really smart and independent and like comes up with all these brilliant ideas. But then her mom keeps on being like, and just remember, you have to submit when you get married.
Oh my God.
To the little girl. And the little girl is like, no, I don't.
Thank God for this girl's gonna, God bless her.
And she's like, you do. You can still, and she's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. And she's like, well, you can still do whatever you want as long as your husband's okay with it.
Oh my, I'm sad.
And she
I
also
am
calls
sad.
Her husband daddy all the time. Like
goodbye.
to her friends. She'll be like, let me check with daddy. And then when she's referring, like when she's talking to her kids, because she has a daughter and two sons, she doesn't say like your dad or your daddy. She says the daddy.
Okay. So this is the problem. I refuse to have that. And I feel sick.
And the other doctors are like, Dr. Heavenly's crazy.
Crazy.
But then it is very funny, because to see the semantics of like what the doctors will be like, they'll be like, yeah, but you're a doctor of teeth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you let the body doctors talk about it?
Okay.
It's like,
yeah, we'll
so
check
fucking
in with you when my gums are bleeding.
Literally,
okay?
That's what they treat her like. And then the one that's like a boss that I was talking about, her name's Lisa Nicole. And okay. She's having like a woman in power conference.
Okay, obsessed.
So she has like this big conference. The money goes to breast cancer. She has the two doctors on the panel. There's like six people on this panel.
Okay.
Dr. Heavenly comes to the event, and the girl, her name's Lisa Nicole, is like, oh, I didn't realize like you were coming like to the event. She didn't invite her to the event because she didn't know her. Like they had just met the episode prior.
Okay.
And Dr. Heavenly just gets on stage
with
the panelists, and then gets up and gives a speech.
Shut up.
And the girl who's planning the whole thing is just like, thank you to new friends. Great. And then in her interview, she's like, I mean, what am I going to do? Tell her to get the hell off stage at a woman empowerment conference? But yeah, no, she was not on the thing. I didn't even know she was coming. And it was very, I mean,
I'm dead.
She's crazy.
So the drama is real. That actually does sound like an amazing show. I might lose my mind watching it. I don't like watching things where people say, you know, I have to submit to my husband and where's daddy? I can't.
It's not, at least it's not like the other women are like, yes.
Thank God.
They're all like, what?
Yeah. Ugh. That's when someone hasn't worked out their trauma. If somebody ever tells you things like that, you have to be like, have you seen a therapist?
Well, if daddy doesn't let her see a therapist.
Daddy doesn't let her,
he also seems like uncomfortable whenever she's like, daddy, isn't it right that it's right to submit to you? And he's like, well, whatever you want to do. And he like goes back to what he's doing.
Oh, God.
Really bizarro.
That's freaky.
Anyway, what are you loving?
So I do love that for you. I don't think I can get into it. I feel sick. But I'm loving, let me tell you what I'm loving. This is the thing. I have always been somebody who appreciates a candle, gives a candle, sends a candle, finds a candle. Okay.
Who doesn't love a candle?
Who doesn't love a candle? But here's the thing. Now your girl lights candles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm practically a witch and I'm having ceremonies every night. Like literally when the sun goes down, so do my lights. And I'm like, if you're not a flame,
get out.
Get out. Literally. And I have these two candles with three wicks each. And I'm like, you know what the goal is? To burn it to the ground. I'm like, I need to see the bottom of this. The calmness of a candle.
It's unparalleled.
It's unparalleled. You just sit there and you go, you know what?
Life's not that bad.
Life's not that bad. Like, and life is short. And like a candle, we all just blow in the wind. And maybe I need to take a second and say to myself, okay, are you sad or are you just crying because you have emotions? Are you in a place of shock or are you in a place of just sitting with yourself? Maybe.
Turn down the light.
So like a candle in the wind. I'm really into candles and I'm also really into burning them.
So here's my question with the three wick. You said you have 2 3 wicks going at the same time. So we're talking 6 wicks.
Uh-huh.
Are we talking 3 of the same? They're all the same scent? Are we blending scents?
Ah, thank you for asking. So actually, somebody just told me this was odd, but right now I don't have, like, the ones with the 3 wicks each don't have a scent because okay. I was worried about the scents clashing because that would be insane to me. So what I think I'm going to do is...
Insane to you is scents clashing? You would rather have no scent at all.
That's what I said to you. Yeah, I did. Because if the... You know, because the other thing is like a lot of times when I buy candles, I'm hungry. It's very rare I'm thinking about the ambiance of my apartment. I'm more just like chocolate chip cookies. Well, that's fun. And then it's like I'm sitting around at 9 p.m. smelling chocolate chip cookies, literally gaslighting myself. Like, where are they? Huh? What are you smelling, you piece of shit? What? Oh, you don't have cookies in your house?
I just lit a
candle. I guess you're depriving yourself. Wow.
This is one that crackles.
Oh, right. Bitch.
Listen. Can you guys hear that?
I don't know.
Can you guys hear that crackling? It sounds like a campfire crackling. So,
damn.
Do you go for sweet scents?
Like, I think if I were being a little more level-headed, I would get like a lavender because like that's a nice scent to me. It's not like...
You need
like,
to get some scents that aren't like, okay, here's what I'm telling you.
What?
I live for a pine all year.
Damn.
Like a cinnamon all the time.
Wow.
Maybe you would like a fresh linen, something like that.
I would like a fresh linen or like a vanilla.
Or sometimes I'll do like, okay, a vanilla and a pine, because then I'm like, okay, it's Christmas and Christmas cookies are in the oven.
Okay, that's a good time. But I'm so like right now it's either I've got no scent or it's literally like chocolate chip cookies, banana bread. Like it's just like desserts that make me hungry and I'm like, if I smell chocolate chip cookies and there isn't a vehicle to get them in my mouth, I'm going to eat a candle. I know myself. I'm eating the candle.
So don't get chocolate chip cookie candles.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's what I would say.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I have to figure that out because... Yeah, apparently it's odd. Everyone wants the candle to smell. I mean, I literally, wouldn't it be nice... I think it was called Because I Said So with Diane Keaton and Mandy Moore. And Diane Keaton's like, always have your house smell like cookies when a guy picks you up for a date. And I'm like, that's such a good idea, even though no one ever picks me up for a date in New York City. And also,
sorry, honey. Idea,
yeah. That's a lie to him. He'd be like, you make cookies? I'll be like, no, I eat cookies. Okay, let me grab my coat. And let's
sorry,
go.
I'm late. I was whipping up a fresh batch of snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles for my neighbor who
she's an old lady.
she's an old lady. I like want to be the woman who bakes and doesn't eat. You know what I'm saying? That's like the dream. Cause like Mandy Moore is definitely a baker in it. Who's like, I love to make cupcakes for other people.
I feel like Mandy Moore always is baking.
I know.
She's getting paid for big acting gigs and baking.
Absolutely. They love to throw her in her kitchen and put an apron on that waist. Okay. Tie an apron around Mandy. Someone put an apron on Mandy.
I want candy.
Bump a dump a dump. Bump bump.
I want Mandy more.
I do.
More,
I really
more,
do more, want more. Mandy. Okay, what else are you loving?
Well, first of all, I love that.
Oh, thank you.
For you. Because, I mean, well, it's a mixed bag because I do love that, but non-scented candles, what is this? You know, a casino? Know. The Taj Mahal?
Wow.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Let me think. Okay. What else am I loving?
Loving. Or liking.
Okay.
Loving.
Here okay. it is.
Give
Your
it
choice,
to me.
It's simple. Her or me. And I'm sure she's really great.
Yeah.
But Derek, I love you in a really, really big, pretend to like your taste in music, let you eat the last piece of cheesecake, hold a radio over my head outside your window. Unfortunate way that makes me hate you. Love you. So pick me. Choose me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. This got caught up with my Grey's Anatomy.
I loved it.
Thank you. I spent all day learning it yesterday. That's what I'm loving.
Wait, I'm upset. You love the speech?
Well, so I've been doing like these lip sync videos.
Yeah, where I've seen them.
Where I talk along, and I did posted one on Twitter yesterday where I did the speech. So I did spend about an hour learning it perfectly. But it is pretty good, right?
It's a beautiful speech. I mean, I think the idea, it's like so vulnerable and so kind of like weak of the character because she's like so tough during it. She draws a really big line. And then to tell somebody like to just choose me, like love me. It's such a vulnerable.
It is. Like she also make, if you watch it closely, I'm like the very interesting acting choices that
it's very little.
I don't think I would have made. I don't think I would have made this one. But Derek, I love you. And she says it at the exact same time she smiles. And then she holds the smile through in a really, really big pretend to like your taste in music. And then the smile drops. But
wow.
I'm like, I don't know that I would. I'd be crying.
Well, that's the thing.
Shut
I think
up.
That's
shut up. You say Meredith and I yell, remember?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Christina and Meredith are very complex characters. And I think as I'm watching it, because by the way, you guys, I'm literally on season 8 now. Like I've watched every episode in a row. And I think what's interesting about them is they don't cry when you expect them to ever. That's like part of their
shtick.
DNA. Yeah, like something very traumatic happens and they don't. Christina especially doesn't cry until it hits her like 5 days later when she's cutting cheesecake, like always.
Always.
But that's, I think, very true to the character. So I even think with Meredith, that speech, I remember being like, wow, I think I'd be sobbing with these words, which is like, choose me. Love me.
It's also very like brave. Like I would never
brave.
Do that.
Well, yeah, no, me neither. I'd rather throw myself off a bridge.
Because I feel like the answer would just be like,
no.
What? No. If you're going to make me choose, actually, not one for ultimatums.
Yeah, as well as the fact I thought we were friends.
Wait, you thought we were dating?
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Is it because we were having sex? I do that with all my friends.
That's just what I do with friends. I hope. That's okay.
My wife knows. She thought.
It
I thought
was
you
cute.
Guys would get along.
It was more for her than for me.
Honestly, she wanted to meet you. She thought you'd be fun.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. No, I love that. And so I guess, are you saying you're loving memorizing things for Twitter?
Well, I see, I'm always a big lip syncer. I've always been a big lip syncer. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am loving my new style of it where I speak along. I did the Adele one. That was very good.
You're very good at it. I love that.
I am very good at it.
Who's arguing? I love that for you. I don't know if I'm a lip syncer.
anyone's a lip syncer. Okay, well, I guess that's not true.
I don't think it's true. I think that I love it for you. I've been watching them. I've been dying. And I've been saying, wow, you know what's so great about Chris? He finds a cadence and he finds the emotion.
Thank you.
Within his eyes and within his delivery. But yeah, I don't know if it's for me.
Well, that's okay.
And that's okay.
I'll keep doing it.
You keep doing it.
The Adele one was really hard because of her.
Absolutely.
Her subtle breaths and stuff.
She's a sneaky breather.
She's like, yeah. Okay, so what else are you loving?
Okay, what else am I loving? I am loving but what I am actually seriously loving is, God, who am I anymore? Lord help us all.
There's got to be something.
I know. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So what I am loving is, what's interesting about me is I have now started to incorporate a playlist into my getting ready routine.
Wow.
And what I mean by that is I want you to picture the start of the Lizzie McGuire movie. Hilary Duff is singing and dancing to, as we all know, that song. I forget the name. Okay.
I don't know it either.
You don't?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's fun. Anyhow, or look at any 80s, 90s movie.
Maybe I'm wrong. Some people say I look like me dad. Uh-oh.
Wow, hey, I don't know.
Hey, you definitely know this one. Hey, no, of course boy, I know that song. In the tree.
You only got to become a teen. Don't be shy. Straighten up your tie. Get down from your tree house in the sky. I want to do just what I did. With a room for two. I got a house with a window and door. Windows and doors, I'll show you mine.
I'll show you yours. I'm a wolf today.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, first of all, we're doing this on tour.
Of course we are. This
song.
Is our. It is the best song, and
iconic.
Then of course we'll fake Irish step dance at the
of
at the dance break.
Of course we will. How huff, how puff, how huff, how puff, I'll blow you away.
Say you will. Say you
say
will.
You won't,
say you'll,
say
do
you'll do
what I don't.
Say
do you know that
truth.
My biggest regret is that I had decided that I was going to do this as a lip sync song at drag shows, and then COVID happened, because I'm like, it'd be so fun to do that and then just fake
yes.
Irish step dance during the
yes.
dance break. anyway,
well,
you were saying.
Well, now you're not allowed to do it because I'm doing it with you.
I'll show you. Also, what a line. I'm a wolf today. Hey,
I'll huff, I'll puff. I'll huff, I'll puff, I'll blow you away.
Say you will, say you won't, say you'll do what I don't.
Say you're true, say
that's
to me.
That's what I
want to
see. I want to see someone come on The Voice and be like, I'm a wolf day. Hey. Anytime anyone's like, oh, I'm going to do this fast song slow, I'm always like, wow.
I know. It's always like, you reinvented that song. I don't know you, but I know you're a genius.
I'm like, that's so smart. You're the one that I want from Grease, but slow.
It is. I am so swept up in stuff like that. I forget which, I think it was on The Voice. There was a girl who did that. And I was like, I'm obsessed with you. I have all your songs.
Oh, she did. You're the one you want, or a different.
No,
because
she
there's
did
this version of You're the One that's like, it's so good. And
it's slow.
You're the one that I want.
I love that.
Anyway, what's on your
more.
Playlist?
Oh, okay. So what's on my playlist right now? First of all, is Rainbow by Kacey Musgrave.
Oh, okay. Great.
I love that because it really gets me going. You know what I'm saying? Then I've got.
Did you know I was thinking about this yesterday that the album, her second album, or I think it's her third album, Golden Hour.
Okay.
Double entendre, because her hometown is also, she's from Golden, Texas.
How dare they do that to us?
So that's why the song is Golden Hour, because she's talking about like the golden hour in Golden, Texas.
That's almost bitchy. It's so good.
It's so good. I feel like if she knew us, she'd love us.
Oh my God, she'd be obsessed.
She's
with
just
us.
Like stoned all the time,
living her best life.
Imagine being friends, and she's like, "Do you guys mind? I'll play guitar. We can sing Rainbow and smoke a blunt."
Yeah, I'd be like, "You play, I'll sing."
I'll be like, "Who's singing? Should
Do you want to take us in, and I'll jump in on the bridge?"
She ends up asking us to leave because she can't get any rehearsal time in.
Yeah, she's like,
"I we're like, you're flat. You're a little flat."
Ooh, Casey, let me do this. Let me do this. Shh. Let me do this, girl.
I watched a video of her and Brandi Carlile performing together. Like,
yeah,
it's like a Brandi Carlile concert, and her and Casey Musgraves are friends, and so she's there. And Brandi Carlile, so do you know who that is?
No.
Oh my God, she's so amazing and has the best voice ever. You know the song "The Story" from Grey's Anatomy? "All of these lines across my face."
Yes, yes.
She's the original singer of that, and she's so good. But they're singing this cover song that I love, and Casey Musgraves is so high and it's so obvious, and she completely forgets the lyrics. And then she like is like, "Brandi, you sing it. I want to hear you do it." And I'm like,
smart.
What a great way to get out of the fact that you cannot remember these lyrics.
Yeah. And Brandy's like, "Okay, I'll take it."
And Brandy's like, "I'm so good, but you're more famous than me, but I'm going to show them why that's crazy.
And they'll come running to me."
Yeah. Casey Musgraves and you, I think, have very, she posted a picture of her childhood home, and it's like this tiny little square house, but it's hot pink.
Stop.
And it's, I just love her.
I love her. And so she's like, that's getting my vibe going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then I've got driver's license, obviously.
I also have a lip sync number to that prepared.
Thank God, because guess what?
But what are these?
I have been hurt in the suburbs. Okay. Well,
also, these are not good ways to start the day.
For you.
I don't think driver's license is a good way to start the day.
For you. I have to feel my inner pain in order to wake up. Okay? That's who I am.
See, I need a pump up in the morning, but my lip sync to driver's license, I'm killing someone.
Oh.
Like in the lip sync performance, I would be acting like kind of sad, but then every time I would be like, "And now I drive alone past your house," get like a little serial killery, and then at the end, I like choke him and then kill him. Like I was stalking him, and that's the
fun
performance aspect of it.
Now I see.
You have to think
different.
Different. Yeah.
You have to interpret, like what I try to do is like interpret music like for me or like for you. Like it's just like you take music, you take lyrics, you make them what they
your
are to
own.
You. Your own. So then I listen to Driver's License. Then I listen to Rewrite the Stars. Okay.
Okay. I'm on board with that.
Exactly. Where I'm like, let's go. And
you know, there's
somebody...
a Cynthia Erivo version on YouTube.
Didn't know that.
Check
would
it out.
Listen. But I just like, I'm like, okay, somebody's literally like begging me for a relationship. And I'm like, stop, get off my rope. I'm literally doing
and
my job.
Zendaya and he's Zac Efron.
Exactly. And then I listen to This Is Me, also from The Greatest Showman. Cause I'm like, you know what, bitch? This is who I fucking am. Okay. If you can't accept it, you don't get to come to the circus.
Have you seen that video of the girl, Kiala Settle?
Yes. Are you kidding? That's like how I sob. I'll cry every time. I'll cry every single time.
But also when she's like, I was so nervous. I'm like, girl, you have been in many a Broadway show.
Yeah. And also you're used to like literally singing for Fox execs. And then they're like, amazing, we're going to recast it. So this is your domain.
She was in the opening cast of Waitress.
Of course she was.
She was the one that...
It was embarrassing.
She is
like
the original Broadway recording. She's the one she's singing on it with Jesse, what's her name? Mueller.
Yeah, how do we let somebody like that say I was nervous?
I mean, I guess here's the thing. We're also amazing when we get nervous.
I know.
You know?
I do know. And then...
Hide away, they say.
Ugh.
They don't want your broken heart.
Guys, if you've never heard that, literally run, do not walk.
The moment you hear that, da, 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 the piano at the beginning,
my God.
I'm like, I'm dead.
I, every time I'm like, here we go.
It's so good.
Here we go. And so that's how I start my day.
Never Enough is also amazing.
Yeah, that is good.
That is a really good one.
But it doesn't like inspire me. Also because the woman who fake sang it does this.
That I don't understand the shimmy shake,
and I'm like, who told her that looks real?
The woman who really sings it, I'm like, why is the point of not
I don't know
casting her. She's a beautiful girl. She can sing like an angel.
I'm sure that other woman wasn't that great an actress. I'm like, she was okay. Her singing was more incredible. I thought that was her voice.
And isn't that like her only role? Like she has like three lines and sings that song and that's the whole part.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why we did that. Unless the person who sang it was like, I couldn't.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, maybe she just doesn't like being on screen. But right. She was on The Voice.
Yeah, she was like, no, I'm dying to get in. They're like, oh. Yeah.
Oh, a movie with Hugh Jackman? I would love to just be heard, actually, not seen.
Yeah.
I don't want credit for my amazing voice.
Please don't give it to me. Thank you guys so much. And to the woman who sings it, can we get her to really shimmy shake those notes?
Shimmy. I want her to shake her knockers so that they think that that's where the sound comes from.
That's where the sound does come from. That's what's so incredible. Anyhow, so wow, that's me. That's us. What a beautiful time.
What a beautiful time to be alive.
To be alive. Should we jump into our next seggy?
Yeah, do we feel like... I think we should do some improv.
Okay, let's do improv.
We've been chatting for some time.
We just can't shut up, can we?
We just can't shut the fuck up, Jesse.
Hey, stop. Don't.
Okay, are you ready?
Are you?
Let's start... Do you want to start with a location?
Let's start with a location, shall we?
Registrar's office.
What? What's that? Okay.
The registrar's office, like where you go to like register for... classes and stuff.
Oh, for classes. Okay, got
it. High school and stuff, I think.
Got it. Hi. Sorry.
Are you ready? I was just going to call in the next person.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm new here.
Okay, let me just check, make sure it's Miranda Dobbs.
That's me.
Oh, great. Yeah, please come on in. Have a seat.
Can I ask you a question? And I know that you're like a woman in her 50s who works at a school, but like, who
I'm 36.
Is that hot guy who just
Sorry,
walked past?
I'm 36.
Could have fooled me. Good for you, girl. Love the Cardi. But did you see that hot guy who just walked by?
Oh.
Who was that?
Professor Fitzgerald.
Okay, I meant the young guy.
Maybe it was a student then. I'm
exactly.
Not,
who was that?
I'm really not at liberty to be giving out information. I'm the registrar at University of Nebraska.
Okay.
So I don't want to.
Sorry. Can I tell you a secret?
Oh, sure. If you want to sit down too, that's okay.
Okay. I'm happy to sit. My family were vampires.
What?
So this is like my first time in like a big new school. And I just feel like guys are looking at me.
Huh? Your family's what? Oh,
God. Vampires.
Oh, my God. Oh.
We're different.
I know. This is...
What?
Shut the door, please.
Okay.
This is a historically werewolf. I just want to let you know you're not the only one here.
Okay.
Okay, great. So are you feeling nervous?
I like
nervous?
Being different.
Okay. I like being the same. That's why I became a registrar.
At 50? How did you even go back
to
school?
No, I'm 36. I didn't go back to school. I actually was the assistant registrar when I was in college, and then the registrar retired, and I applied for the job and interviewed and got it.
That's amazing, especially for a woman your age.
Okay, again, I'm only about, what, 12 years older than you? How old are you? Well, you're a vampire, so I guess you don't age.
That's true. And I'm stuck at 18.
That sucks.
18. The youngest, most vulnerable one could be 18. I don't know.
Maybe we just pick some classes. So you have to do...
Let's pick classes.
Yep. Okay. So we want to take about 15 credits, I would say, if we want to
Can I ask you a question?
You don't have to ask me every time you ask me a question. You can just ask the question.
Okay. Before you got, you know, like hit menopause, were you like
no,
having...
No, I didn't. I haven't. I still get my period. So...
What?
My husband and I are actually trying for a child. So...
Oh my God.
I'm not menopausal.
Okay.
I'm 36. So.
36. Oh my God.
My mother isn't even menopausal yet, actually.
Okay.
So do you have any questions about the curriculum? What are you thinking about majoring in? I see here you have whatever's fun written down.
Yeah, I'm thinking something fun, like art.
Okay. You realize this is the University of Nebraska.
Yeah.
Can I ask why? What made you end up applying here?
My parents like to live in areas that have caves and like low lighting. Oh, so.
Well, you did sign up to live in dorm housing.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't really describe it as cave-like. I mean, I think we opened the windows. We took off the plywood.
There is a lot of tapestry in a college dorm room. And if you don't know that, that might be because like that was, I don't know, 50 years ago for you when you went to
college.
Okay,
again,
I went
to college here 13 years ago and I actually still live on campus.
Are we talking vampire here?
No, I'm a human being.
Oh my God. Stop.
Yeah, I'm beginning to suspect you're a human being as well and that you're
really
using this vampire thing as strategy because... Well, you're just not like any other vampire I've ever met.
And I told you I'm different. I'm not like any vampire anyone's ever
met. Okay, so we do have 15-minute slots lined up to pick classes. So
if you wanted
to go ahead and choose, so you have to take the majors. So you have to take
majors
credits in by like sciences, math, English.
English.
History.
History.
Language.
Ooh. Okay.
And then obviously whatever your major is, we'll get more in depth come next semester, maybe the semester after.
What about art?
Yeah, totally. what kind of art were you thinking? You do have to still take the basics, though.
No.
That's how college works. So do you want to take art history maybe 101?
Sure, I guess.
And then introduction to drawing?
Music. Introduction to music. I like to sing.
Well, we have a choir that... Are you any good?
Let's see. Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby.
Oh my God. That was really good.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have a music program, but that was really good. Yeah. Oh my God. That was so... What is that song?
It's a remix to Britney's Oops, I Did It Again. I just made it slower.
Oh my God. That was really... I've never heard of anyone doing that.
It's iconic and I'm a little different. I'm actually a little different.
Yeah. So. You mentioned that. You've mentioned that. I'm a little different too.
I know. It's so hard to be like the oldest woman in a room.
Well, it's a small room and it's just the two of us and I happen to be the one that's older.
Exactly.
Again.
Again.
I'm 30. And scene. That was a good one.
I loved it.
I loved it
too.
So,
okay.
Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
Do you want a location, a relationship, or a word?
Let's do a word.
Worried.
Oi.
I know. It's brisk out today, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's chilly.
It's chill. The bus must be late. I didn't know first day of school if we're supposed to pick the kids up at the bus stop or if they walk from the... I was glad when I saw you standing here because I was like, oh, there's another mom. So I guess we wait at the bus stop for the kids to come off the bus and then we
absolutely
part ways and go back to our individual houses, right? Is that how... Sorry. I just adopted... I just adopted the Venetian triplets.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a real shame about their family getting slaughtered and stuff. But
terrible.
Yes. Hi. Sorry. Nice to meet.
That's okay. Hi. I'm Stacy. I'm Montgomery's mother.
Oh, Monty's mom.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
So, wow. Must be crazy to take over sort of their parenting at this age.
Yeah. I mean, it's at this age. Yeah. They're...
I mean,
you know
I know.
How old are they? Because here's
six.
The thing. Like, six.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, are they 3? Are they 7? Are they 10? I didn't know.
Kids are so hard that way. Montgomery is 6 going on 18. Okay. She is literally looking for her driver's license.
Oh my God, she's a she.
She what?
Sorry, I thought I was thinking of a different Montgomery.
Oh.
Yeah, there's 2, right? There's the one with the boy with the choppy haircut, the bangs.
He goes by Monty, yes. That is a tragic haircut, absolutely.
Oh, great. I was hoping that was not who I was thinking. Which is your beautiful daughter with the locks of love.
Yeah.
So their parents, what happened? I just heard it was a tragic story. I got brought in by the state. They said, we'll give you all the money if you take the kids, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
They have no family. They're like the kids from that movie, A Series of Unfortunate Events, which is so good. I love Meryl Streep.
So good. Such a sad movie. I believe what happened is they were at home with their family. The lights went out. They went to bed. When they awoke, their parents were missing. And unfortunately, they no longer had a home. It blew away as well with the wind. And so they were homeless and parentless all at one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So what did you pack them for lunch?
Oh, is that part of...
Oh, dear. Yes. Oh, no. No lunch for the kids.
I just figured they would eat. They would find something. I grew up finding food and I was fine.
Montgomery makes a 4-course meal every day for lunch.
Your daughter makes her own meal?
And mine as well, yes.
I'm sensing a character shift as I'm getting to know you better.
Oh, that's unfortunate that you think that. No, I just think she's ahead of her time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't know that she was a chef. I had heard she auditioned for MasterChef Junior and failed.
She didn't make it.
Yeah, that must have been disappointing.
Yeah. Are your children having trouble sleeping at night with the trauma?
I mean, I literally know pretty much nothing. Am I supposed to be putting them to bed? I mean, I take a Xanax around 7:30 and then it's God's decision, really.
Wow.
I mean, they lived through so much. Their house blowing away, their parents going missing, the bloodbath after their parents returned.
Is that beer in your water bottle?
Is it? Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay. Do your kids want to come over and play at my house, maybe?
I don't think they like your daughter.
Okay, well, she's hard to kind of get to know, but once you get to know her, she's really quite gifted and kind.
Where is this bus?
Okay. Well, I think it's coming. It just, you know, they're training the patrols today. So
what the fuck is that?
Oh, a bus patrol is someone who is given the honor of waving a flag. You're either the side patrol or the front of the bus, which, you know, you stop the cars and help the children cross.
Well, that does sound honorable.
It is.
So, is there a Mr.? I'm sorry, I didn't get your last name.
Oh, Felix.
Is there a Mr. Felix?
Currently right now, there is not. No.
Oh my God. We should like totally hang out.
Yeah. Do you go cruising for men?
Do I? For what?
Or wait. Do you go cruising for men? I said.
Why would I go cruising for men? I'm a man. I'm not gay.
Oh. Oh.
Did you think I was gay? Why does everybody always think that?
I don't. Sorry.
I thought that we were hitting it off.
I did too. That's why I thought you were gay. I meant straight.
I am straight.
I meant. I meant gay because I don't hit it off with straight men. Ah.
Are you okay?
Oh my God. You like women?
Well, I did, but now you're making me feel like I shouldn't. So
no, oh my God, women are fruit and nectar compared.
What?
Oh my God. How long have you been single looking or even in perusing perhaps?
We don't have to do this. The bus should be here any minute. We can just continue playing Candy Crush.
Oh, I wasn't playing Candy Crush.
Well, whatever women your age do.
What was what?
And scene.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Oh, this is a good one. You will like this one.
Okay, great.
All right, guys. It's time for, well, maybe we'll get into more. Maybe this will be the last one. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. And the suggestion is flea market.
Ooh.
Oh my God, you have such a cute table. I have to tell you, I came in, I spotted it from across the way. I love this.
Aww. What
are these? Is everything a bird theme or?
It is. Everything is from a bird or by a bird.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's why it's called Bye Bye Birdie. I love it. With B-U-Y spelled. That's exactly. So funny.
Exactly. Oh my God. Thank you for getting it. Thank
you. Oh my God. Do people not get it?
Some people do not get it.
That is ridiculous. Wait, were you the one in Carbondale? I feel like I've seen you at flea markets before. Yes. Do you do the routes?
I do the routes. I do the migration pattern. Yes, no, cock-a-doodle-doo, you caught me. I absolutely peck around and find the perfect spots to build a nest and sell my things.
Oh my, and you say build a nest? I love that. That's so creative.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you for getting it, literally.
Oh my God, I am starting my own table.
What are you doing? Oh my God, what are you doing? What are you selling?
Okay, so it's like different artifacts and stuff, but they come from like winged animals and like anything that has to do with winged animals. So it's called Boo Boo Birdie, and it's because the color, my color palette on my sign is Halloween themed because it's October. It's spelled B-U-Y, but for this month, we're pronouncing it Boo Boo Birdie. And yeah, so I'm still just like collecting intel. I'm going to have tons of different winged animal stuff.
Wow, that sounds really close to what I do.
Oh my God, please like do not feel that way, because I'm also featuring penguins, which I've noticed you don't have. And I was like, there's a hole in the market.
Oh, so you're just focusing on penguins.
Well, penguins and other winged animals. The penguins, it's a small... Well, I actually haven't acquired any penguin stuff yet, but I'm hoping to. So, also maybe pterodactyl stuff.
Good luck finding that.
Well, I have pretty good connections.
Okay, I feel like that is directly stealing what I'm doing.
Well...
And I'm feeling a little peckish and almost sick, so...
I'm feeling a little peckish as well. And I mean it in the rude.
Do you have a problem with me?
I didn't.
Okay, well, I have a problem with you.
Okay, well, your problem is unfounded.
Take your little winged flea market idea and shove it down your gullet, or I will eat food, spit it up, and put it in your mouth for you. Got it?
Okay, bitch. Listen, I am only here to earn bills, and I mean that in both ways.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so why don't you cluck on out of here? Because I don't have time for your chirping, honey.
Okay. I will lay an egg like you've never seen. And if you think there's enough roosters in this hen house, you're wrong. I will take what you're doing. I will pluck every feather off your back. And I will make sure you never fly south of the border again.
Listen, you goose-sucking bitch. Just because you walk the walk and you talk the talk does not mean you can cluck the cluck, honey. Because there is more than one hen in this hen house. And you're lucky there's not a rooster, because you know he would be coming right on over here, honey. Let me tell you that. As soon as they open these doors, like a cardinal in the wintertime, everyone is going to dart to my table. Okay? I'm going to need extra protection from pine needles surrounding me, because so many people are going to spot me from a distance, just like a cardinal in the winter in New Hampshire.
Wow.
In the snow.
I didn't realize I was talking to a baby bird this whole time. And maybe your mother left you, or maybe she was too afraid to push you out of the nest. But bitch, get ready to fly. Because you're not staying in my tree no more.
Oh, got honey.
It? Got it? Honey bun.
Can I ask you a quick question?
No.
What does it feel like to be nothing but a crow? A murderous, venomous rat with wings, as we call them. A pigeon, really. So stupid they don't even have fight or flight as an instinct. They can get eaten by fish in the water when they simply go down to bathe. Kind of what's happening to you right now.
Wow. You know, I didn't realize you've been circling. And I also didn't realize you were a fucking road killer eating vulture. But let me make one thing crystal clear. Even my dead carcass is too good for you.
The only thing crystal clear about me is the lake that I live on, much like a bald eagle in Alaska, where they migrate. But I'm sure you've never traveled up there and seen the eagle migration. It's a beautiful thing for people with money. Like the robin you are, I'm sure you'll have plenty of time inhabiting these rundown suburbs.
Yeah, why don't you leave the suburbs to me, bitch?
You don't need to get so emotional about it.
Why don't you spare me the drama?
Why don't you try ostriching? Uh-huh. Okay, bitch. You know
why
what?
Why don't you robin someone else's idea? Cool. Capiche?
Clear as glass. In fact, I can see right through you. Just like a thin...
Thank you.
You know what?
Say no more thin. Absolutely. Thank you. Are thin. I know.
You win. I have to give it up.
Thank you.
It was nice to have a sparring partner for once.
It really was. Have a great day.
Oh, wow. Scene. That was amazing.
I'm sorry. I loved that.
That was like really good.
I like love the idea of two people just keep going back and forth and it's like you listen and you listen good. You know what I mean?
Well, listen to me.
Do me a favor. Turn off yourself and turn up me.
Do me a favor. Listen.
One time.
Could you do me a quick favor?
Huh?
Can you listen?
How dare you? I love
that.
Oh
my God. That was a good one. And so many bird puns.
I know.
Okay. Are you ready for our final segment?
Let's do it.
Guys, it's time for... Okay, this one comes in from Jen, and this review is only written March 9th.
Wow, thank
you guys
you
have
for
gotten, listen,
reviews.
We have ones from March 8th, we have one from March 5th, two from March 9th. You guys, really, we love you.
Thank
so
you.
Keep it up, we will get to reading all of them, but today we're reading Jen, and she says, an absolute must listen.
Ugh.
Middle Children brings light to my life and music to my soul. I truly could not get through a Monday without Chris and Jesse. This podcast lifts my spirits better than my depression and anxiety medicine. It takes me from dead inside to laughing uncontrollably at my desk in 2.5 seconds. Mm. My friend slash coworker knows whenever she hears my bubbles of laughter that I'm listening to Middle Children and has also started listening. Oh. And we are both officially obsessed. I just can't get enough of this podcast, so I had to become a screw Marsha and fill my month with more episodes. Chris and Jesse, you are the best. From one middle child to another, do yourself a favor and press play on this podcast. Not only will it brighten your day, but we'll also get a core workout from laughing so much.
Oh, Jen!
Jen is the type of person who doesn't only talk the talk, she walks the walk. She says, I am a fan, and she goes to our Patreon and signs up for the biggest fan
you could be
subscription you can get, a Screw Marsha, top of the tier.
Top of the tier. She also describes her laughter as bubbles, which I have never felt so connected and absolutely obsessed with, because to bubble is to live. Okay. to like literally blow a bubble is to be a child, and to laugh with bubbles, you are an adult and you're
happy. Can you imagine?
No.
Jen is the type of person, she floats into a room and she says, here I am, world. If you're not ready for it, sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm here and I'm amazing.
She's walking around and guess what? She's getting real. She's popping bubbles left and right. She's like, no, 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 bitch. I'm a high-powered exec. You got a problem with that?
Deal with it.
Do you?
Bitch, you have a problem with my hot ass?
Oh, then don't look.
That's what it is.
Don't look.
If it's too hot in the kitchen, get out.
Get out.
That's what they say.
Okay, the fan's broken. I can't open the window.
And they're talking about Jen because she's spicy.
Oh, she's spicy mayo. The best kind, honey.
The best dipping sauces on sandwiches.
Oh.
You want it everywhere.
I want it everywhere, all over my body at all times.
Ugh. God. And Jen, you know what? You're a goddamn superstar. Thank you for subscribing to the Patreon.
Yes.
Guys, if you want to be spicy mayo like Jen, spicy sriracha aioli, you go on patreon.com/middlechildren and you say, I want to be a fucking screw Marsha.
Exactly. It's
and
like
you get five bonus episodes, okay, in a month.
Sorry,
that's a lot.
That's a lot, you guys.
Okay, and the Screw Marshas get the special ones where we cry. Well, Jesse cries sometimes.
I do. I normally always cry. That's who I am. That's who I am.
And that's okay.
Thank you.
And you guys will learn that if you become a Screw Marsha.
If you become
also,
a Screw Marsha.
Join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. We want to hear your embarrassing stories, okay?
Please.
We want to hear what you're loving. We want to hear who should be Middle Child of the Week. Give
yes.
us some nominations, okay?
Yes.
And until then, you gotta...
Gotta
live every day like you are what? The oldest.
That's right. We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.